Hi, my name is Kathleen Mills, and I'm a licensed professional counselor in the state of Texas. I'd like to share with you why I have taken my mental health practice from a traditional neck-up allopathic model to a more comprehensive mind-body-spirit approach, and why I think that's important. During the 2020 COVID lockdown, I began to question everything more than I had done prior to the COVID era. In my mind, things were getting very weird, and everything seemed to turn into total madness and upside down. In the fall of 2021, my husband got extraordinarily sick. We assumed it was indeed COVID, in that he worked around many people who had taken the jab and thought he was exposed to quite a bit of shedding. I took him to the ER at his request. We reviewed what we thought was going to happen, and he needed to be prepared to answer on his own should hospitalization be recommended, since I could not do this for him. After being told he only had a slight fever, could not take his mask off to breathe, mind you, he was instructed that he was to be admitted to the second floor immediately. He was told he was going to have a nasal swab test, the kind that goes into the blood-brain barrier, and I needed to go home immediately. He told them, "I don't mind being tested, but I want either a blood test or a saliva test, not the swab going to the back of my brain." The hospital refused an alternative form of testing since the nasal swab test was the only one approved by the hospital. The agitated tech person looked at me and told me, "You need to go home now. Don't call us. We'll call you." My husband declined admission, and both of us were promptly shamed by the hospital for declining their care. We peeled off our masks as we walked out of the ER that evening. After sitting in the car with my very upset, physically ill, and discouraged husband, we decided to take his recovery into our own hands. Fortunately, I was far enough down the research rabbit hole to know the alternative protocol he needed, and so that is what we did. I am confident he would have been dead in a matter of days had he been admitted to that hospital, since we both knew what the hospital's treatment protocol was going to be, the same one every other hospital in the nation was using, with horrific outcomes. After getting the proper medications and other things from online services, he made his recovery after one very long week of misery. Within several days after returning to work, he developed a very severe vertigo, but also developed some very strange post-stroke-like symptoms that landed him back at home and subsequently in a wheelchair. He could not walk on his own. We found ourselves back in the world of allopathic care to get his brain scanned and then out for a neurological consult. We were again promptly shamed for not wearing masks and shamed for not utilizing the vaccine at the first appointment with a neurologist. She was more focused on the jab than anything else. It was the worst imaginable healthcare experience I'd ever been through. The neurologist was more focused on scolding both of us than actually treating him. Her proposed treatment consisted of a CAT scan, heavy doses of Valium, and maybe some physical therapy. We were told he could have this permanently, to live with it and move on. Once we got the $2,000 CAT scan results back, we learned his brain was perfectly fine. No stroke, no damage of any kind, no nothing. During this second visit with the neurologist, she continued with her visceral shaming and scolding us about mask wearing and not getting the shots. We paid her another $400 and vowed never to utilize her again. We immediately went back to the functional medicine practitioners for his vertigo post-COVID recovery plan. The alternative healers we decided to use restored him to full recovery within 8 weeks. Within 12 weeks, he was able to get back to work, his hobbies, and rock climbing sports activities. His functional medicine journey involved many alternative treatment modalities, and all of his healers worked in concert with each other. No power grab, no egos or God complexes. It was an amazing process. Both of us still go to them, and we both are better for it. We are living life with better health, joy, love, hope, and happiness as a result of this mind-body-spirit approach. Subsequently, my functional medicine research continued at an increased and rapid speed. In 2022, I decided to become a certified integrative mental health professional. The training program simply pulled all of my 2 years of prior research together, helped me package it properly, and give me a focus and direction for taking my mental health practice to the next level. Now, my practice isn't limited to helping clients who have been touched by the COVID experience. COVID was simply the catalyst event in my life that verified the need I was feeling, that a more holistic approach to the mental health of my clients was needed. This type of approach to healthcare takes time, and it involves your 100% participation. You must be willing to actively participate in your own treatment recovery process. Please check out the FAQ below for more information that might be of interest to you. Here's what I want you to ask yourself, then you decide if we need to talk. Has my current medication program been working for me? Would you someday like to be free of taking pills that only manage or mask disease at best? And finally, what do you really want? And what are you willing to do in order to feel like yourself again? If what you're doing isn't working, maybe it is time to try something else. The integrative healthcare approach based on a mind-body-spirit model may offer a better pathway forward for you. Thank you for listening. I look forward to working with you.